This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith, courts one into right, down the line, it may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to this Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Pre-game, post-game, Patio's has you covered. Make sure you stop in and enjoy some beverages before and after the game and enjoy the atmosphere, as it's still the place to be for me when it comes to St. Louis Cardinals baseball. I want to thank our friend Randy Green, of course, for always bringing the show to you. InnovativeCompanies.com, the residential, commercial, and industrial specialist. Heating and cooling, construction, and electric teams ready to go at your disposal. My man Randy Green will come out, tell you what you need, tell you what you can expect. You can kind of get together with him and tell him what you need and what you expect, and then you guys, I promise you, will get a dialogue going that'll get your job done and get it done right. That's my man, Randy Green, with InnovativeCompanies.com. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and more importantly, a man of his word. Well, here we sit on Memorial Day, and a big thank you to all our veterans out there, of course, as we honor them today, as we should every day, for the sacrifice that they've made in the past, that they are currently making, and they will continue to make in our future. It means a lot to me, I know, and it also means a lot to my co-host. So let's welcome in my partner in crime in studio today, as he's gets a little break. He gets a
in studio,
a little mini vacay for him for a few days while the boys head out of town. My man Benji Molina, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Jimbo? I just want to say, first of all, happy Memorial Day. And seriously, this is no joke, guys. This right here, we have to be thankful on an everyday basis. This is why we free.
Yes.
You know, this is why we walk around to Starbucks. This is why we walk around to Walmart and whatever and buy our stuff and groceries, because of these guys, man. And I really take that very serious, Jimbo.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. We've talked before that people like myself, because I'm not a traveler, you know, we joke around about the fact that I won't get on an airplane. But there's plenty of people that would get on an airplane that don't see the other parts of the world. You've been fortunate to see numerous parts of the world, both good and bad. And I know from talking to you at times that, you know, we definitely should never take for granted what we have here, because we're pretty lucky, no doubt about it. And we owe it a lot of it to those men and women.
Yes, I was watching one that the other day on E60, I think it is, in the ESPN, and they were having the one that one of those, how do you say those cars named, convoy? No, is that what it is? The one of those cars that they carry the soldiers in.
A Humvee. Yeah.
And just, they just trigger a bomb from the bottom.
It's terrible.
I mean, you're just thinking about going home to your family, and all of a sudden a bomb just shatter your legs, your arms, and you're just done, you know?
Yeah.
So, and thinking of that, they're sacrificing and fighting for us, you know, and that's the way you got to see it, you know?
Hell yeah. It's a, listen.
So happy Memorial Day over there.
Yeah, for everyone. Sure. And thank you. Well, buddy, we're here to talk about Cardinal baseball. I know fans may be turning to the most positive guy they know, and that's you, to tell them it's going to be okay. You know, it's an interesting thing, as we've kind of hit a lull. You know, we were doing really, really well, and then we kind of fell off the cliff a little bit. Now we're kind of hovering around 500. The expectations are definitely for this team to be better than a 500 baseball team. I mean, they went out in this offseason, you know, they added what they thought was a solution in the left-hander in Andrew Miller. They get the middle-of-the-order hitter that they've wanted in Paul Goldschmidt. You know, they changed managers last year, and yet here we sit. And, you know, we can sugarcoat it. We can we can beat around the bush. We can do whatever we want, but it's just not good enough. Not right now, it's not.
No, right now on the record, you know, obviously the guys are battling out there. We still need our main guys. I always said it, you know, it's not a secret. You need your main guys to perform so we can win. That's very simple. You need your Michaelas to perform, Flaherty, your main guys. You need Goldschmidt, and then you start going down the line, you know. You need Paul DeJong to start hitting. You need Ozuna to start doing his thing. And then you can keep going. I mean, it's the whole group, the whole middle of the lineup. If we don't have anything from them, it's going to be hard to win. Yesterday we had two hits until the ninth inning when Yadi got his 1900 hit, you know, his career. But that was already when they went ahead and stuff like that with two outs and all that. So we got two hits and we were 3-0. Winning in the night. You see what I'm saying? But it's still two hits. So we need more production, of course. We need that. I think they will, but it's a few changes away, I think, from taking off, in my opinion.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of those changes or some things that could happen. One of the things that is happening is, and it really surprised me. I don't know if this is a signal of what they plan to do with Michael Wacha in the future. Like maybe he's not in the plans to resign.
To Luke Weaver.
Yeah.
They put him in the bullpen and next thing you know,
he's gone. But Wacha is in the bullpen now. We're going to turn to Genesis Cabrera. And I know there's some people that like him better in this role as a starter versus a lefty specialist. They think that, you know, there's guys that I think a lot of that think of him more as a starter. They think his future is as a starter. Same guys who feel that way about Ryan Helsley, guys like that. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's an answer, but it's something. And they've got to do something different. I don't know what it is. I mean, we saw a change this weekend. You and I were just talking before the show about Matt Carpenter moving out of the leadoff spot, trying something different, have to get this thing going.
You remember, Jimbo, he had a couple good games.
Yeah.
And we want him to do well because I do.
Sure.
Yeah. I want him to do well because we need him. We need a win.
That's right.
I want to win.
That's right.
But he's playing deal. It's not there, man. It's just he's, I won't say out of it because he's a major league player, but he doesn't seem like in the game when other than hitting, right?
Yeah.
And then when he's not hitting, the whole game, his whole game goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Goes blank. So I would put him in eighth, not disrespecting him for RBIs or anything like that, but because he loved taking walks. So why not have him before the pitcher hitting eighth? And all of a sudden, he doesn't steal bases. So wait for the pitcher to bunt him over if he gets on base. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to have him in the middle of the order, you know, like I don't know why they got him fifth, because they needed him to, I don't know, feel the pressure. To get him more RBIs, to feel the pressure of, here, you're the man. Let's go do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To make him feel that way. But you have a lineup that has been successful for a while. You have Ozuna. Well, the first three never changed, right? But you have Ozuna, Martinez, Jose, and Yadi. Right there in those spots where they had guys on base all the time. And they were producing. Yadi was the first guy in catchers in RBI. And then Ozuna is the leading world in RBIs. And then you got Martinez that got hot at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those three, I would never change those three. But then you have to move those guys that are not performing. I will get Goldschmidt out of the second spot.
You think it's just time to move him, like maybe put him third and try something different? Just, you know, like maybe flip-flop him and DeJong and see if it gets him going. I don't know. Would you do that?
I just thought he would never hit second for me.
Yeah.
Never. I don't care how many times he comes up to bat or not. I would never hit that guy second. It's because he had success hitting third wherever he was in Arizona. But he had success. Why do I have to change this guy? Why? He comes to my team. He's a third guy.
Right.
Not saying it because of what's happening now.
Sure,
I'm saying it before the season. I would put him in third. DeJong could be second.
Yeah, I'm not saying I was right. It may have nothing to do with it. I didn't want him to bat second. I'm not saying he's struggling because he's batting
and
second.
And this is not dogging DeJong either. Yeah, he's having a great year.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is my main dog right here. This is my main guy. And he's always hit third and he's always been great third. So why move him? So now you put the mentality of a second hitter into a guy that's a third hitter, man. He don't want to swing now. You can see it. Trying to look for walks, you know, the first two guys. I'm like, dude, I don't care about the walks right now. I need the RBIs. I need this guy to be great. I need this guy. If for us to win, Paul DeJong has to, you know, stay up, which we knew this time was coming. You know, he might have a little slump here and there. And he'll pick it up. But the Goldschmidt and Ozuna and Martinez, I mean, Martinez now, he's not even playing. And that was your best guy. What? He cannot have a little slump?
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? So I would keep Martinez in there. I would keep Yadi, all three together. And I'll put Carp in the eighth. Just because, not like I said, not disrespecting him, but just more because he likes to get walks. He don't like to hit and get the RBI. He likes to get on first. Okay, get on first in front of the pitcher. And then I'll move you over.
Yeah.
That would be me.
This, you know what's funny? And we are going to take a look at some things, really try to identify really what's happened here and how we went from, you know.
The best month to the worst.
Yeah,
month.
Yeah.
That's a very simple way.
It's as simple as it's right in front of your face. I mean,
18 wins to six.
Yeah. And for me, and just again, this argument always rears its ugly head. I mean, it's the stats versus, or it's the analytics versus the eye test or the old school numbers or whatever. But I've said this once, I'll say it again. I've learned to embrace some of the stuff that guys want to talk about. I've always been a believer in the analytics for getting better. Like, you can look at all that stuff in the off season. That's right. And try to figure out. But I can tell you this, the one thing that I'm never going to change my mind on is this. What do they always say? They always want to talk about who hits with runners in scoring position, right? I've never heard anybody say who walks with runners in scoring position. Nobody gives 10 shits who draws a walk with runners in scoring position. It's who can hit with runners in scoring position.
It's who can get the guy in.
That's right.
How do you
that's
win?
That's irritating to me.
I want
to. Well, you got to score runs.
You got to score freaking runs, yeah. Man. That's all it is. Okay, you take a walk when you need to, and when the team needs to, you get on. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I give it to you, but when you have a guy at second, I ain't looking not to walk, man. And you know what Vladdy Guerrero said, the dad, said, I don't walk out of that island.
That's right.
I hit my way out of that island.
Well,
over here.
I don't know. I mean.
Don't get me wrong, Jimbo. Walks are okay. Get on base and all that in front of all these guys. But you have to have the guys to hit and get to RBIs, and that's how you win. So Carpenter gets a lot of walks. Tip your hat to him. But that's not only thing that he's going to do the whole year, take walks. He's going to hit with guys in second. He's going to hit with guys at third or guys at first. He's going to hit with the bases loaded. He's going to hit with two men on. I mean, those are situations that are going to come up. You don't count on a walk. You don't get called third strike with the bases loaded on a pitch that it could be put on, you know, like you could put
either
the
way.
Bat on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to get a walk. No, that doesn't work. But anyways, I respect the analytics, Jimbo, but I'm still waiting for the analytics to come to me and give me the numbers on how they measure heart, how they measure mind, how they measure IQ. I want that number, and then I'll be all for it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
they don't have it,
and they never will, and that's the issue at hand. You're managing. You're not. Listen, if you were managing robots, it'd be easy, but you're managing people.
You're managing heart.
Well,
you're managing guys that get scared, or guys that doesn't get scared, or guys that come up with the bases loaded and give you the best, you know, because he doesn't get scared, or guys that give it up, or I mean, you're managing all that, or IQ. Let's go to the IQ. Did you see all those guys playing for the Braves? They look to me like they all are ballers. I mean, they were playing with IQ to me.
Yeah.
I saw three games and I was like impressed, you know? It's like, wow, these guys are ahead of the game, you know? When we look at our guys, there's a couple guys that you're, you know, like, wait, what happened there? You know, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? You can't have that, man. Yeah. You have to have IQ. IQ, man, is very important in baseball. And not now here in high school. Like, we're going to go talk to the kids. You have to have the IQ. You have to anticipate everything. And you have a couple guys probably don't.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We're my son's high school team just won their regional and hopefully going to take a little run here. Benji's going to stop by and see the boys like he did my older son's team. And I know – I was talking to a couple of the kids yesterday at a grad party. Some of the older brothers were there, and they still talk about the time you came and talked to them and how it meant so much to them. And they talked about it during the playoffs and some of the stuff that you said and on their state run. So they were real excited to hear that you were going to stop by today and see the kids. So
yeah, man,
they're excited.
Yeah. Motivate.
Yeah, motivate.
Because that's another thing. You have to feel motivated to go in these runs, you know.
Yep.
There's no way you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it just plain simple. You have to feel motivated, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it because this is a new crop, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's one player that was there. There might have been two. Couple maybe of the kids that were there the last time you were there. So exciting for sure.
Yeah, very exciting.
So, yeah, we're going to see. We're going to take a look here at a couple things I want to run by you and get your thoughts on and kind of see where we're at. And you kind of said something in the first part of the discussion here that got me thinking a little bit too, you know, because I think we're quick too to judge as fans and pull triggers and things like that. So I just want to talk to you about a few of these guys. Before we do, though, I want to remind everybody, check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Please, when you do so at our website, click subscribe to the show. It'd mean a lot to us if you would do that. Of course, you can check out our Two Birds bloggers, who we're happy to be associated with. Their writing is quality. We're enjoying it very much, being associated with these fine people, and excited to have them be part of our team at Two Birds on a Bat. Love to have you guys check us out on social media as well, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook as well. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. Click invite your friends, please. Do so, and can invite them all, or you can just invite the ones you want. But man, we would appreciate if you did so. And also, our pinned post is typically 9 times out of 10 going to be the most recent show. Please check and make sure that you've liked that post, commented on it, and more importantly, shared it. That helps us reach a whole new audience and bring more people into the fold here. And it means a lot to us. So thank you so much. Find us on Instagram as well, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Follow us there. And of course, you can find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of so many great podcasts. And of course, the newest downloading platform, streaming radio, Yo Radio. It goes on your mobile device. You guys will love it. It's got great stations, all kinds of cool stuff going on. For all you Blues fans, they got a new Play Gloria station on there, which is kind of cool. So lots of great things happening over there for sure. So download Yo Radio on your mobile device today. It is free. To all of our partners, we appreciate it. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, home of the Missouri Gators, the Illinois Gators, and the Gators Baseball Academy. Tryouts coming up soon for the 2020 season. To learn more, go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. We'll be forming the organization here in Illinois. We've already they kind of got that going last year, but they're really going to ramp it up this year. We're going to be putting about 16 teams on the field over here in Illinois. We're excited about that. Putting some new stuff together with my friend over here, Benji Molina. We're going to be working on that this week while he's here and has a few days. Going to solidify those dates and get those to you. So I'm excited about that as well. So make sure you check it out, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Don't forget, as the last few days of May are here, our friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs from Ooh La La Spa and Anti-Aging and Wellness Center reminded us all that it is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. I've been being a little more diligent about making sure that I keep myself protected. So should you. Meant a lot to me, her coming in here, and her story about her split house with the Cubs is good. So we're going to catch back up with her next Cubs series. We may have to see if she can bring her husband and her kids in here, and we'll let Benji whip up on those boys and teach them how to be Cardinal fans. But we'll see how that goes. But make sure you check out her stuff, drkristenjacobs.com. Like I said, we really appreciate her coming in. I'm sure during this little stand here, we'll get over and see our friend Mike at Adam's Smokehouse, best barbecue in St. Louis, folks, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. And, of course, they do catering, box lunches. They do deliver to certain zip codes. I know Benji snuck over there and got some ribs the other day for Mom without me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I knew
that. They were packed up. There were people outside waiting. Yeah. And then Mike wrote to me. And say, I'm sorry, man, I didn't have a chance to tell you, say hi, blah, blah, blah. I say, you say hi. You were just busy. And I said, I'd love to see
the
smoke out really full. And he said it was the fullest day, the busiest day ever.
Yeah,
for their store, for the business. For the business.
Yeah, we get a lot of stuff from people all the time that are like, "Man, thanks for tuning me in. They're awesome, and it's awesome. We're glad for him, and
good food
it
means too.
A lot to us. Oh, the food's great. Everything's good.
Great food.
There's nothing there that you won't
they
like.
They treat you right.
They do. So we're very lucky to be partnered with people like that. So we do want to thank them, of course, and please make sure you support these people that support us. It means a lot to us. Okay, my friend. So, you mentioned something earlier that got me thinking, because today I really wanted to take a look at how we got here, right? Like you said, from a great month to a poor month, right? Well, I mean, you could just look at a few of the numbers. I mean, there's a few guys that were doing really, really good that now are not doing so good. And that's, that's just kind of how it goes. You use the word slump. You know, guy can't go in a little slump here. And so what's the difference between a guy that has gone into a slump versus a guy that's kind of, not going to say lost it, but maybe he's gotten into some bad habits? Or is that what a slump is? You get yourself into some bad habits. Or is a slump just bad luck?
No. No luck. It's just that you go into a hitting time where nothing seems right. It could be a slump. Could be when the manager doesn't put you on an everyday basis and you have to play every day. A slump could be where guys are going through it right now, where guys they know how to hit and they just are not doing it because of whatever reason they have, right? So the ones that worry you more is the ones that had always trouble and then all of a sudden they hit. But you know in the back of your head that they had big troubles before. Those are the guys that worry you, like Wong has been up, really down. Those are not slump. Those are things that you have to really pay attention to. DeJong is okay. He's been hitting up. You know he's going to hit. Like Martinez, for example. You know he's always been able to hit. So if he goes 10 games with, or...
Struggling
15 games struggling, he's going to bounce back. Ozuna is the same way. He's a 300 hitter. He's way below, but in the back of your head, he's going to hit. Goldschmidt, he haven't hit a home run in a long time or but he will pick it up because he's done it. The guys who really worries you, Carpenter, because you've seen his low and then you've seen his high, but you don't know in the back of your head if he's going to go back to the low. Those are the guys that worry you when they go into a slump. Bader is having played so much for you to dictate if he can handle a slump. We saw what Dexter did. Dexter was in a big slump not too long ago. All of a sudden he's hitting, but we know that he can hit 270, 280. You know what I'm saying? So slump is pretty tricky. I think you can see the slump more when obviously you're losing games.
Sure.
That's when
it's magnified, right? I mean, it's people are like we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, people like we're no different than we're fans, right? We're trying to figure out what's going on. You sit in a booth right behind home plate above there and you watch and you're human. I've watched you. you shake your head sometimes, just like we do. Like, man, what's going on or what's he thinking? There's also times where we get upset that I'm sure you're sitting there going, I get it. I understand that, right? But it's just, it seems to me like.
When they beat us, Jimbo,
yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah.
When the team beat us,
yeah,
I'm all right.
Yeah.
When we could have won because on a dumb play or, I don't know, air or we beat ourselves, whatever, you know, that's when it really gets to you. And that's where he really gets really down, down, down on your team. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's right now, I think they're playing. They're not winning many games, of course. We all know that. They're going through a worse month. But they're still like four games out. I mean, this is crazy to think that the way they play all month is to be like 20 games out of first. Yeah. And they're only 4 or 5. I mean, any series, let's say they sweep the Phillies, the Cubs lose 2.
Like yeah, we're right there.
Yeah. Like they did this series. They lose 2 and we're right back to 2 or, you know what I mean?
Sure. So
that's the only positive I can take of the month of May.
Right.
The month of May was not positive for the Cardinals. But the only thing is we're still close.
Other than we're not buried. Yeah.
I mean,
we're... Let me, we're talking a lot about the players. I want to ask you, and I ask you this respectfully, because I have no issue with the man. It's early still for me. But, you know, we talk about players and what they go through. Is this a growing experience for the new manager, too? Like, you know, things have been good. Things can be bad. I mean, he's growing, too, as a manager, right? I mean, sometimes you pull the trigger and things work out, and sometimes you pull the trigger and things don't work out. Does that mean it was wrong? No. It just means that sometimes the horses don't get the job done. So for a manager, is this a learning experience as well, just like for the players when you slump?
I think so. I think especially for him. It's not like a guy, Joe Torre, that went from Atlanta to New York to, you know, all like right. that. So these Chiefs, this is his first rodeo. So. Sure. He's learning too, you know. He's not really happy with what he sees. I mean, you can tell, you know.
Yeah.
But he's the driver, man.
Yeah.
He's the driver, and I'm telling you, I'll tell you what. Nobody wants to disrespect this guy.
Right.
Nobody. None guy out there does not want to disrespect Chiefs, and he has not done something to my head and to my eyes that I would not done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, bring a guy in or bring a guy in. He haven't. The only thing that I could say about him is I don't understand the lineup, but he does because he's there every day.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what I'm doing, I'm sorry, because I'm not there, of course. But he knows what he's doing with the lineup, and he has his reasons.
Sure.
So that'll be the only thing that I would say about Shields, but everybody there wants to play 100% for Shields.
That's good.
And they are.
So, you know, so when you go through these, so if the manager is growing in this, really, if the players can grow through this, you know, you sometimes come out the other side of these things and you battle. I mean, I can't remember the last time the Cardinals did, you know, it's been a while since we were the best team far and away and won it going away. It's been a while, right? So for me, if you look at this, and I try to figure the whole thing out just like you do or anybody else does, I sit here and I go, well, maybe the adversity, maybe the battle, maybe the grind will get us going, you know, a little bit like the Blues, you know, maybe. I mean, who knows? I mean, look at that roller coaster ride they were on. I mean, it was roller coastered all the way to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even like an up and down thing. That
and
was
then
a
they
rock.
Made a couple of changes.
That's right. That was a rock bottom thing. So yeah, some changes. And you know, you look at this club and I think you had some hopes for a few things and to this point, things have been a little bit different than we predicted from the season. I think yeah, everybody but you, to be honest with you, during the offseason, just assumed Harrison Bader would play center field every day. And you weren't dogging him. You were just saying no.
It's just because he just played last year.
Yeah.
You know, and how in the world we're just going to say, oh, he deserved it, and here, it's your job to lose it. No, it's not about that. It's about earning it again. You know, you have to keep earning it until you, like, probably have 2 or 3 years, and then you just take off.
Well, and I think, too, one of the things that you were, that when we were having our conversations about it, I think the one thing that you pointed out more than once was, and I agreed, it wasn't hard to not agree with you, was how are you going to keep your best hitter on the bench? I mean, you can't convince anybody that your best hitter should maybe get one at bat a game. That just doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, and plus what you're doing with that is getting him even more in the hole, because he doesn't get two or three at bats right. to work with. You know, he only get one, and then he might face their toughest reliever out there instead of facing two or three times to the starter. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So at least he could get a hit and then, you know, find himself a little bit better next time. It's really hard to keep out Martinez. Really, really hard. Obviously, like I said, Shields have his reasons to do it. Not because, obviously, I don't know. I don't know the reasons. We're not there inside. But, man, and I find it so hard to believe that we cannot have those three back to back to back when we had so much fun earlier with those three.
Yeah, you know.
I already told you what I would do.
Yeah.
I would put Carpe 8. I would go Dion second. I would put Goldsmith right back into his spot at third. Ozuna, Martinez, Yadi, I don't know, Wong, and Carpe 8. Am I missing somebody?
Let's go through it again. You said you'd go.
Well, it has to be Fowler because if Carp is going to hit.
So you're going
to
lead Fowler off?
No. Or it has to be Bader or Fowler, right? Because
you're going
to
lead one of those two guys off?
Yeah. Well,
whichever one's playing.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So lead off.
Well, and again, I will say this. I'm all for trying something.
You have to, though.
Why not?
When you're winning, it's simple.
Yeah.
Just put your lineup out there. Everybody's performing. Everybody's doing their thing. It's easy. But when you're losing, man, you can just keep going. You just keep changing and until you find a spot. Even though we have played many, many tough games, though, at least five or six games, we go back to what we said before, bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. But it's true. And that word has not got out of my head, Jimbo, because you win with the bullpen. And yesterday was a perfect example of it. You are three up in the nine. You should win that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the last thing I was going to ask you. Now, we're talking about the grand scheme here, the bigger picture. In the small scheme of one game, I mean, if we're looking at just yesterday, you got to win that game. I mean, you got your guy on the mound. You're up three runs. You can sit here and break that one down all you want, but the reality of it is you're up 3-0 in the ninth. You got to win that game.
You got to get it done. It's what we've been saying all along. The winning teams, they do it. The losing teams, they try to do it. They don't do it. They ended up not doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the other day I saw that the Marlins, which is one of the worst teams in the league, and Kansas City, but the Marlins had a six-game winning streak, right?
Mm-hmm.
With young guys and doing the performing and pitching and all that stuff. So why not us? You know what I'm saying? At any moment, this Cards team can win six in a row. And I'm not asking 10 in a row.
Right.
I'm saying six in a row, five in a row to get us going. At any moment, think about it. With all the pitching that they've been pitching great, and if you add those games that we lost that we should have won, I mean, we would have been in good shape. But anyways, the month of May, I cannot wait for him to go and then come back to June and see what happened.
Yeah.
We got three tough ones, though.
Yeah.
In Philly.
Yeah.
Good pitching and just the same as the Braves.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. I mean, that's the thing. So a day off, though. Sometimes a day off helps. You know, take a day off, do whatever. Did you have anything, if you were struggling, that you used to do? Take a day off? Shower with your uniform on? Break a bat? Anything?
You know,
burn a bat? Did you do anything to try to get yourself going?
You know, I saw one thing yesterday it reminded me. It took me back to the game. Because remember, when I was in the Giants, we had a losing team.
Yeah.
We were even, but right. We lost a lot of games. And I never got used to losing, so when I got back down, I had to do the post game up top, and then I got back down. I thought Yadi was going to be gone. you know, or you know, out of there. So when I got back, I saw three guys out there with uniforms on, sandals, but the whole uni was on. And it was a long time after. And they were worried, talking about plays, talking about things that happened in the game that we should have done better. And it just took me way back when I was in the Angels and then in the Giants when we were losing so many games. And I couldn't get out. I couldn't get out of the clubhouse. I felt so bad that we lost that game when we shouldn't and we should have. And Yadi was there with in his locker, like sitting down, like shaking his head and very sad, you know. Like, and I was like, wow, I used to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And what that tells you, he cares, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the other guys for leaving don't care.
Sure.
They do care, but
right.
But this is another way
sure.
of showing it. And then Fowler was there, Ozuna was there, Martinez was there, but nobody else was there. It's like everybody was like, oh, shoot, we lost. Let's go home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that you don't care, but
right.
nobody was there. But these four guys were there, and they were talking about plays that happened in the game, and we were just listening. Me and Polo, we were just sitting there, and we're just listening like, wow, you know, I used to do this. I used to do this. But when I played, there were more guys, you know, that stayed behind. Now you don't see that often. They just shower and go. But that one guy, he just showed up, don't face the media or nothing, and he just left. So that's not good for a team, I think. I think it's very horrible. You have to face.
Yeah.
You have to face the team, face your errors, face your mistakes, face your slump. When the media comes to you, you stand up and you say, hey, my bad. I did this. I should have done that. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to get this team in my back and I'm going to show it and I'm going to pick it up, you know, something.
Something, yeah.
But you just don't go home, you know, and let somebody that had nothing to do with the play have to answer your question.
Right.
I would never accepted that. I would have gone to the guy face to face and say, hey, man, next time you stay. I don't have to answer that question. That was on my play.
Right.
You know, you stay, you answer. It's like a pitcher.
Right.
You pitch great, you stay.
Right.
You pitch poorly,
you
go home.
Yeah.
No, you stay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's the same way. So, and then nobody else has to answer your own questions.
Well, we shall see. I mean, it's a new week. We're coming up on a new month. So
new month. We're looking forward
June.
To a new
Let's
month.
Get to June, right? Or maybe finish off May on a high note and go ahead and just go rolling right into June. But but we're going to have some fun. I know we got some neat stuff on tap again today. Going to head over and see the boys. I know a few boys are anxious to take you fishing. I know you love to fish.
I want to go fishing.
Some of these young guys.
It'll be nice to go.
They're excited to show you their private spots and their boats and everything. They're excited. So they were talking about
it. As long as they bite, it's a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
When they don't bite.
Well, the
like Martinez went fishing the other day in the lake with a couple of friends.
Yes.
And he posted a picture with the water, with the boat.
Yeah.
And I wrote back to him and I said, hey, man, where's the picture with the fish?
Where's the fish?
Oh, and then later on, he laughed with me in Yadi's party where he said, no, there was no fish.
No fish. Well, these guys promise fish. They have they got their own thing going and they're proud of it. And they love to fish and they're excited about taking you out and showing you
awesome.
Their spots. And they were talking about it yesterday. They were all at a graduation party yesterday for one of the kids and a friend of ours. And
that'll
so we
awesome.
Were there, and they're excited. Like they were pretty hyped up about it. But they don't know you're coming to practice today, though. That's a surprise.
Oh, they don't know.
No, they don't know you're coming today. It's a surprise.
Oh, cool. That'll be cool, man.
Yeah. So, but they are. But they do know they're taking you fishing, and they're like making sure they have everything perfect for you. So they're excited about that.
It will be awesome when we catch a fish. I always said
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
I don't
yes,
like yes. it when we don't catch yes. a fish. So,
well, it'll be fun, and maybe we'll catch some wins for our Redbirds. I know we need them. You need them. We all need them to feel better about this thing, and we're gonna get it going here. But we'll have some fun here this week while my man's in town, and
we have to do
it,
Jimbo.
Oh yeah,
we have to do it. It's not about trying anymore.
Yep.
It's about guys that needs to do it. Guys that are our main guys do it. Like when you talk about the Cubs, who you talk to?
Oh yeah,
Rizzo, Baez.
Bryant, Baez. It's, take
when
a look.
You talk about the Milwaukee.
Yeah, Yelich, Kane.
They
going.
Have to do it.
Yeah.
So our guys have to do it.
That's right. And we'll see. Like I said, You know, I'm not a big like, oh, it's early, whatever. But listen, sooner or later, you got to start playing well.
I'm not big on early or late.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to win that.
That's
day.
Right. Got to win. As you always say, today. Just win today. Just win today. Well, they're off today. And maybe a good day off. I know Yachty got a little thumb bruise or whatever. And
well, he got hit on that same hand on the back of the hand.
Yeah,
and he's the bruise is huge. So, but that bruise is covering this side. I think they think that the bruise is flowing this way, so he's hurting inside the hand from the bruise. That's what they think. So they're gonna probably do an MRI. Just to make sure.
Just to make sure. You think he's okay, though? He think he's okay?
Yeah, he thinks it's okay. It's just that, remember, that's where you put the bat.
Oh, yeah. And it hurt. I don't feel good. Yeah.
And that doesn't feel good.
No, that don't feel good.
No, and that's where you put it.
Yeah.
So, but they think that the bruise is so big that it goes, you know, it's moving. The bruise is blood, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So it's moving over to the side and it starts causing pain. So.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't hurt throwing or anything. So it's just.
No, it's probably just where it says, yeah. Well, that's good. Hopefully,
but he's okay.
Yeah,
he's
hopefully
fine.
That's good.
His brain is fine.
His brain is fine. We need his brain to be fine.
Yeah, we need everybody's brain to be fine.
Yes, we do. Well, listen, we hope you guys out there have a great Memorial Day. We want to thank you for joining us on the show today and remind you one last time to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Check out our Two Birds bloggers banner and give those guys a great read. They do a great job, and we appreciate all their support. Find us on social media at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Follow us there. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Click invite your friends. Make sure you see our pinned post. Like it, comment on it, and share it. We'd appreciate it greatly. Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram, lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. Make sure you download it today. It is free. You guys will enjoy that. I assure you, it's just a great little station. Great stuff going on with it too. New stations coming on every day, and it's just a great thing to have on your mobile device. To all of our partners, one last time, our friend Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial, Randy got you covered. Give him an opportunity for your business. You will not be sorry. To Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals fans everywhere. We appreciate them for taking care of our studios for us. To our friends at Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center, Dr. Kristen Jacobs. Again, don't forget, folks, it's May, Skin Cancer Awareness Month, but she wanted to remind everybody, she had sent me a note, please make sure everybody knows, okay, that it's always should be Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So make sure you're doing that. And again, check her out. She's helped so many people, you guys out there that are looking for anything that she can take care of for you. You won't be sorry. That's drkristenjacobs.com. To the Gators Baseball Academy, home of the Missouri Gators, the Illinois Gators, and the Gators Baseball Academy. Proud to be associated with you guys. Looking forward to doing some really cool stuff. With tryouts coming up and you want to learn more, make sure you go to gatorsbaseballacademy.com. Getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime. I'm thinking, hey, I look at you smiling over at Adam's Smokehouse. Sure sounds good. Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. They do box lunches. Don't forget their catering. And, of course, they do deliver to certain zip codes. But I suggest heading on over to Watson Road. Check out the atmosphere. Check out the staff. They do a tremendous job. No stone left unturned when they're taking care of you and your family or whoever you go in there and have lunch or dinner with. The food is awesome. You guys are going to love it. No matter what you order, you guys are going to enjoy it. And I do believe in my heart that it is the best barbecue in St. Louis. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. You know, to all of our partners out there, Nate McHenry, RallySquirrel.com, Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7, Ron and his Cards on Deck crew, and, you know, a lot of great people there as well. Can't say enough about Linda and Vicky with I Am a Cardinal Fan. Yes, I am. Fans of Yadier Molina. These are all great Facebook pages and groups that you guys should enjoy. And as I always say, when you get in these groups, folks, just try to be respectful and have some fun with it. It doesn't have to be so serious and crazy. Other great ones, STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation. We appreciate all you guys for allowing us to share our posts within your group. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Thank you, veterans. Let's go Birds.